Good afternoon from San Diego. This is Mika Paikova here at the Looktel booth, and I'm talking to Eyal, who's one of the representatives here from Looktel. And I'd say the Recognizer app is one of the hotter products at CSUN 2012, so I'm going to let him tell you about it for just a second.
Right, so Recognizer is our newest app. We've just launched it at CSUN officially. Essentially, what Recognizer does is allow you to point your iPhone's camera at an item, and the camera, the iPhone will identify exactly what that is. So, let's say you've pulled a can out of the pantry, and you don't know, you know, if it's peas or carrots or corn. If it's in your database, you point the phone at that can, and it's going to tell you exactly what that is. The way it works is we allow users to create their own databases, which is, you know, a quick 10, 15-second training process to take the image and then use your voice to label the item. And then once that's done, that item will always be recognized from that point on. So you can go do your shopping, you know, bring home your 40 items and just sit down, train those 40 items. It'll take you about half an hour. And from then on, those items will always be there. So you can think of this as a labeler, but one that you don't have to redo every time you bring your groceries home. You can label it one time, and you know, from then on, anytime you buy that item, it's still going to be in the database. So you pull it out of the pantry, and you'll be able to identify it. People are using this for CDs. I've heard some people using it to identify which T-shirts they have, you know, T-shirts with graphics, and all kinds of other things. We're actually really excited to hear what the community's user recognizer.
And actually, with one of the other gentlemen I brought down with me from the Hyatt, the shampoo, conditioner, and lotion, and he took pictures of those items and we labeled them, and now I'm basically able to scan the section of the bottle that has the raised printing, and it will say which one it is. And if you actually want to try that, if you're here, or even if you're at another Hyatt, you could get in contact with me, and I could email you the library, which my library currently just has those three items. I'm sure it'll have more, but you'd actually be able to really test that, you know, in actual field, you know, real world practice. So definitely get in touch with me if you're at CSUN, and I can email. It's essentially an attachment, and then you open it on your iPhone and choose open in Recognizer, and it'll open up. So does it do barcodes as well as objects, or how does that differentiation work?
Right, we do have a barcode scanner in Recognizer, and we kind of put that in there as a backup. If you're, you know, trying to recognize an object, it's not in the database, you can turn on the barcode scanner, find the barcode, and it works the same way. Once it sees the barcode, it'll read you what the title is.
Now, would I have to create the title of the barcode, or does it query some database for that?
So that queries a database.
So that goes over the network. Okay.
Recognition happens locally on the phone, so you don't need any connection or network for the main functionality of Recognizer. But if you do want to recognize a barcode, then we do go out over 3G or Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So this is great for iPhones, iPods, iPads, devices without connectivity. It works just fine on as well.
Mm-hmm. And have people also used it to recognize locations to some extent?
Yeah. People are using it to recognize. We actually have, you know, one user that went to the mall with her husband, and he took an image of every single store in the mall, the sign above the store, created the database, and then handed her the phone. She said she walked through the mall just holding a phone to her side, and it was recognizing every single store. She said she found three stores that she didn't even know were in the mall, and she thought it was amazing. So I loved hearing that example. That's just, you know, one of many ways. You can, you know, train the front of your office or your home or, you know, stores that you go to often, or do something similar, you know, train the entire mall. And then anytime you go to that mall, you'll be able to, you know, find the store that you're looking for.
And I guess it just depends how closely you would have to line up the camera with that sign, or how big the sign was, as far as how that would really work.
Yeah, so, you know, the size of the object affects that. Signs are usually pretty big, so you can be a few feet back, and that works. Another example is a user that went camping, and he was taking images of the sign that dictates what camping section you were at, and so he was able to navigate that way. I said he had no problems with that. He was taking images about 10 feet away of those signs. So.
Mm-hmm. And then the other gentleman mentioned that you guys are thinking about and working on kind of better ways to share.